This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC, Highways 21 and 41. After 60-plus years, Oshkosh is losing a landmark. Red's Pizza will be closing soon. One of the reasons is staffing. It's just hard to find people to work these days. As one restaurant owner told me, Red's could be the tip of the iceberg. More and more restaurants are closing 1 or 2 days a week so their current staff can get some time off. Now, earlier this month, that extra $300 per week unemployment benefit ended. We'll see if more people return to the workforce. It's not just the hospitality industry that's struggling right now. ThetaCare announcing that they're having sign-on bonuses for registered nurses of up to $25,000. Yes, $25,000. RNs need to have at least 2 years of experience to cash in on those bonuses. A student at UW Oshkosh tells us she and her boyfriend gave Gabby Piatto's boyfriend a ride in Wyoming last August. She's now working with the FBI and other law enforcement agencies on what could be the murder of the Florida woman. COVID-19 vaccinations continue to increase at UW Oshkosh, but they haven't hit that magic number of 70% just yet. They're stuck at about 61%. School officials had promised several scholarships of $7,000 would be given out when the kids hit that magic 70% vaccination rate. By the way, UW Oshkosh doing much better than other UWs. Parkside reporting only 38% of their students have been vaccinated so far. By the way, don't worry about being fired if you don't have a COVID-19 vaccination. 24 attorneys general across the country have written to the president asking him to reconsider that mandate. If not, they'll go to court to stop it. Page 2, the chamber is having their virtual town halls again starting in October. Senator Ron Johnson will be the first guest. You can sign up for that first town hall right here on the chamber website. Hopefully things are a bit quieter this week at Oshkosh West. Two incidents brought police to the school last week. There was also an increased police presence on Friday of last week. The Board of Education will meet tomorrow night in a closed session, no doubt talking about what happened at the school last week. And tonight, the County Board of Supervisors will decide what map they'll use for the upcoming election. The board is making their choice between two different options. Insiders say there's not much difference between the first option and the other option. That's Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again on the Chamber website on Thursday.